I'm Jimmy Evans. This is my wife, Karen. Welcome to the Marriage Today podcast. So glad that you're joining us today. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure and like and subscribe there. We'd appreciate that very much. We're talking on the podcast today about making a transition from being your child's parent to being their friend. Now, you may have young children or children in high school or something like that. This would be important for you to listen to because there is going to be a transition at some point with your child from the time that they leave home to the time that you're friends with them and you're not parenting them any longer. And so our kids are 47, Julie's 47, Brent's 44. And when they were growing up, they were, we loved our children, had a good relationship with them, but they were a challenge.
Well, let's set the groundwork here is because honestly, you and I were not parented well. You know, our parents didn't really parent us well. And so we didn't have a really good understanding of what parenting was.
No.
And so we had to learn by trial and then plus working on our marriage. And so I think that's what most families start out with. No. You know, it's a blessing if you had good childhood and you can you're a good parent. Okay, so for me, Julie and I fought like cats and dogs. You know, it was just a volatile relationship. Horrible. And then I was close to Brent because, you know, he was more easygoing. And then so raising them was difficult for me. I mean, I never felt like a good mother, never. And I remember crying my eyes out to God, you know, whatever I'm doing wrong, please make up for it and help these kids to be okay. Because I didn't see myself as a good parent, never did. And I was always really quick to apologize to the kids. If I blew it, if I did something I knew was wrong, yelling, screaming, slamming, I was immediately apologizing, you know, the next day or making things right. Because, you know, at heart, I'm a peacemaker. But at the same time, I hate that conflict. And I look back on my childhood and how I was raised and how, you know, the things that my parents did, and I don't live my life saying I'm the way I am because of my parents. I live my life believing that anybody can change, no matter what happens in their past. And so my past is the past, but the way I was raised affected me in my parenting. And
you were healing from your past as you were parenting the
kids. it was the way I was parented, though, of how, you know, it made me feel. And I remembered that feeling. And I remember thinking, I don't want my kids to feel this. Yeah. I don't want my kids to feel like they have to work to get my approval. They have to do something, you know, to get my love. And so those were the groundworks for us that we had to build off of the unhealed areas of our life, our baggage or whatever you want to call it, our messes. And our kids, you know, I mean, we've gone through counseling with our kids, you know, as adults. We've gone back with our kids and gone through counseling because we all come through circumstances in our childhood and our parenting that affects us. It's a pain. There's a wound there that, you know, only God can heal. And so because we have done those things, because we have not put things under the rug, I'm a big believer. We're going to talk about this. We got to deal with this, you know? And so, coming through those times. And then the other part of it is I know how I feel if my parents are intrusive and trying to control my life. Yeah. And so I made a point of never being that way with our kids, and especially my daughter-in-law. I mean, I respect her being the home mother, whatever, the wife, and this is her world, and I'm invited into it, but I'm not, I can't go in and you know, right. If she asks me for my opinion, I'll give it, but that's her, this is her and God's in Brent's life now. And so, you know, I've always been safeguarded like that, and learning even the way your mother was. You know, remember your mother didn't like me, and I made sure that your mother was going to like me, and now I'm her best friend. And so, you know, I think all these things play in part of how we did it. You know, what we're saying right now is this is the way we have done it, and now we can honestly say our kids are our best friends.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who we want to hang out with.
Well, so when Julie left home at 18, now Julie has more of my personality, Brent has more of your personality. So it was easier for me to relate to Julie. It was easier for you to relate to Brent.
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth Bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
And Julie was very strong-willed. Mm-hmm. You guys fought every day. And I'm going to say this, you fought every day until Julie was about, I think, 15 or 16. And a friend of mine, a pastor friend of mine, told me, he said, when a girl turns around 11, mm-hmm. her mother becomes the other woman. Mm-hmm. And he said, when our daughter turned 11, her and my wife, began to fight every day. Mm-hmm. And so finally he said to his wife, if you have something to say to her, say it to me and I'll say it to her. Mm-hmm. And so you began to do that more. Come to me and say, Julie, I don't want Julie leaving the house wearing what she's wearing. And I would go in. And if you said it to Julie, y'all would get into a fight for an hour. Mm-hmm. I literally walked into Julie's room and said, you're not leaving the house looking like that. And she said, Dad, I said, change. That was the whole conversation. With you, it had been a knockdown drag out. So we did learn as they got older, but mm-hmm. still Julie was never rebellious, but she was defiant. Mm-hmm. She was just extremely strong-willed. She pushed your buttons, you know, all that mm-hmm, kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, the Bible says you train up your child in the way that they should go. When they mature, they'll come back to it. That's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. When Julie left home, we were worried about her. I mean, we were worried about what kind of a person is this going to be? Mm-hmm. Well, then she started coming back from college, and every time she came back, she was more, she was better.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she was more thankful for us. Right. You know, she saw us in a different light, that we weren't just the parents.
That's right.
And I think that's the whole thing of this topic, is going from parenting to friendship.
Yeah.
You know, and how it's a slow process of,
right.
and it, learning to respect each other. You know, like, I don't parent my kids unless they ask me for something. I don't parent them.
Right.
And, you know, it's a healthy thing. I mean, I think it's a healthy thing.
Well, there are some people watching, I'm sure, that, and you're saying, well, I'm best friends with my daughter or my son right now, and they're 17 or 18. That's great. I mean, that's super. We weren't. I mean, we loved them, mm-hmm. but they were challenging. When Brent left home, he was challenging. I mean, he was sneaky. Julie would just say no. Brent would say yeah, and then go out and do what mm-hmm. he said he would do. And so, but they both, when they left home, there was a transition of their faith. There was a transition of their relationship with us. And we got closer and closer and closer. And now we're best friends with our kids and their mm-hmm. spouses. Mm-hmm. And it's like you said, with Stephanie, our daughter-in-law, and Corey, our son-in-law, we're careful. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't try to impose ourselves in their lives. But we're very, very close. And we have the same values as them. We love hanging out with them. Mm-hmm. But there is a huge transition, of course, but we don't have the responsibility of parenting them. And like with Brent, when I'm around Brent today, he doesn't want me to father him. I mean, he doesn't want me to, like you said, control his life. Mm-hmm. Now, we work together every day, and so we talk about everything. But it's wonderful to be friends with your kids. And there does kind of come a point in time where they start kind of trying to parent you, you know, and so that's we need to have a program on that sometime. But it's wonderful to have your kids as your best friends.
Yeah, I tell our kids all the time. Okay, my mother's 93, Jimmy's mother's 93, and so I take care of them. And so I'm always telling the kids, I want y'all to notice what I do for them so you'll remember what to do for us.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we hope this is helpful for you today, because if you're raising children right now and they're kind of on your nerves and you're wondering, is this child going to be, you know, a good person when they grow up? You pray for your kids. You train them up in the Lord. You parent them responsibly, mm-hmm. discipline them responsibly. And the Bible says that when they mature, they'll come back to it. It doesn't mean... Brent told me one time, we were in the car, and Brent said, Dad, I don't like you. And I said, Brent, liking me is optional. Minding me is mandatory. And so I didn't have to have my children's approval when they were growing up. I didn't have to have them be my best friend all the time. But when they left home, they respected us more. They came back to us later and said, thank you for setting boundaries on us.
Yeah, Julie said that she made her feel secure to have those boundaries.
And so parent your children. You may not, like them all the time. You may wonder how they're going to turn out. They're going to turn out great. When they leave home, your relationship with them changes, and it does become where you're more friends. There's a friend relationship. You're not parenting them anymore. You may be helping them. You may be loving them. You may be giving them advice when they need it, but it's not the same as the relationship you had before. And ultimately, you have the potential of being very close friends with your kids. It's a wonderful blessing. And so we hope that this is helpful to you today. We'll see you next time right here on the Marriage Today podcast.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with Exo Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out exomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.